We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code KATE.
It's an election year. Just send the nuke and finish this off already. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
That is smoke.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Hi there. Welcome to Kate Daly Show. This hour is going to be really unique. Interesting. You might want to stay tuned. Okay. And I, you know, coming off the last hour was really compelling. We had Chris Ann Hall, and then we had Steve Wahlberg, who wrote the book Approaching Armageddon. And I'll entertain books like that on the show because a lot of stations won't. A lot of people shy away from putting anything religious on the air. And it's like, why? Give me a break. You know, we represent all religions. You know, I'm Latter-day Saint. Uncle Milty is Catholic. Chris Ann Hall, Christian, born again Christian. We've got all kinds of different faiths on the show. It doesn't, that I was raised in California and all my friends were different faiths. It just, that's just kind of my whole life. That's just how it's been. And I always really like that. I like that exchange. I truly love that. And so it's really fun to have somebody like Steve, who comes on the show. He wrote this book and, what he gleaned out of the book of Revelations, because you'd have to be living in a cave not to even think about what's going on right now and relate it to, even if you're not Christian, you still are very aware, right, that there's a book called the Bible and that, you know, there's some events taking place that are kind of fascinating, right?
Yep.
So, and no matter what faith you are, I am sure you've read it, right? So...
Everybody knows.
Well, yeah. So it's like, I don't know why that's such a shy away kind of thing to talk about on the air. Who's going to be offended? Like just the one atheist that listens or who's offended by stuff like that? Even the atheists I know think that they are interested at least in absorbing information that everybody's reading. I mean, why would you not be?
But even when it comes to Christianity, there are lots of differences of opinion on what Scripture means.
Yes, the interpretation of Scripture.
And of course, that's a human failing where, you know, if you really just take the Bible literally and quit trying to interpret it, you'd sometimes do a little better.
Well, I'll tell you, it's, you know, I don't mind entertaining these topics. We pretty much go everywhere on the show. There's not too many places I won't go. I'll take a caller. Sure. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Who cares if somebody's offended?
Yeah, amen, really? Brother. I mean, honestly.
You know, it's like all you have to do is open your mouth and you're going to offend somebody, especially in the time of political correctness.
Yes, you're right.
So... bottom line is either you have truth in your life or you're part of the dissension that is tearing our country apart, which is not based on truth.
Right.
It's based on political correctness, which is probably the biggest lie that has ever been perpetrated next to COVID
right.
on the American public.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I'm actually glad you brought that up, caller. Thank you. It's because, look, we were talking about plagues, right? And that's in the Bible. And people thought that this was biblical, the COVID. Okay, number one, you'll know when it's a plague. When the government's telling you there's a plague, but you're not noticing a plague, there's something very wrong. Pretty much I could end the show with that. Because people just, it's the very obvious. It's like in front of your face. Like when we've had plagues in the past, we knew. People around you were dying. And people out there are masking up and told by the government there's a plague. You know, it's like the year 2020, the year the government told us that we were in a plague. Ha ha ha. Because it's the government lies. So they like the control of what this does. And I actually think they knew a lot of people would try to maybe connect that to biblical prophecy. So they'd probably do it, right? Because you have a lot of people that think that, well, a plague, of course, we're expecting that. But do we think about the fact that it might not come in the way we think, and also that somebody might use that to their advantage to sell us on that idea? Because what have they been doing? Fear-mongering since the beginning? Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing with being offended.
Mm-hmm.
I think the majority of people out there, when they say, oh, I'm offended, they're not really offended. That's just their way of making you look like you're victimizing them.
Right. Right. I mean, yeah, you're right about that. They're just uncomfortable that you're saying what you're saying because they don't want you to say it.
Right.
That's basically it.
Yeah.
They just don't want you to.
They're not offended.
Okay.
They just don't want you to say it.
And so the events that are coming and how they're used should be very, very interesting. And Project Bluebeam is one of them. They talked about the fact that there would be technology, right? This is a very little discussed operation project. People usually don't discuss this. And I don't know why, because I think it's very scary and very telling. But and the guy that discussed it the most, well, he just suddenly died at 49 years old. So they said it was a heart attack. Anyway, he actually, Sergey Manas, he actually talked about the technology that we have that's 40, 50 years ahead. And he said that, you know, there were these, they would use space-based laser-generating satellites. This was back in 95, okay? Or in the early 90s. And he said they would project simultaneous images to the four corners of the planet in every language and dialect according to the region, as the whole sky would be transformed into one massive movie screen, and God would speak to everyone in their own language so people would think it was real and they would see it with their own eyes. Very interesting. And, you know, all these TV shows, I talked about the TV shows the other day, and I talked about how these groups are influencing these writers and influencing their storylines. Where are all the storylines going then? A lot of the storylines to our youth are a lot about mind control. They're a lot about these avenues of mind control that have been, CIA's been working on them since the, you know, 40s, but we have all of these avenues and testing and everything else, and they try to figure out how to control people. Okay, the easiest way that they can. So Sergey Manas came out and he talked about the fact that they have these satellites, these rays from satellites that are fed from memories of computers that have stored massive data from all humans on Earth, because we were turning into these massive data machines is basically what the hot commodity is now. It's data, right? And he also talked about what would happen to Christians. And I've mentioned this, I think, maybe once on the show, maybe twice on the show. Because he was talking about the document emphasizes the New World Order. And I was just barely reading an article that Biden did in 1992 where he said, I'm in love with the New World Order. This is the most exciting thing to ever come our way. This was in 92, right after Bush talked about it. And it talked about specifically what they would do to Christians, and it had like 10 different things that it would do to Christians and 10 different ways in which it would silence Christians. And they had classification of prisoners to be used in experiments. The third classification was healthy prisoners for the International Human Organ Center. They had this, the classification four. This was written by somebody in the government. So it was, Bluebeam was written by government. But when he was talking about this, he said classification four are healthy underground workers. And classification five were uncertain prisoners in the international re-education centers that we've been talking about.
That would be me.
Like, I'm five. And they had the classification six, and this is international execution center, and that people would be in a position where they would have to be on TV denouncing Christ in order to get out of some of these centers. They would actually have to mm-hmm. denounce Christ. And there's so many ways that this thing goes. And it was really scary when I read it, because I was thinking, man, if they had their way, holy cow. Now, they don't always get their way. So I want to preface that. Mm-hmm. They don't always get to do what they want to do. But still, this was four different steps. And it really went down all these different things that they said, the kinds of Christians that they could rehab into non-Christians and what they would do with them. And it was just a lot about that.
It is an interesting
thing. It is.
Thing.
It's weird.
I think everybody should read about it a little bit to see. Especially the steps, because... Mm-hmm. A couple of the steps have pretty well happened.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that scary?
Yeah,
it really has.
Yeah.
It really has. See, back in 91, the University of Arizona hosted a conference titled the NATO Advanced Research Workshop on Current and Emergent Phenomena in a Biomolecular System. And what does that mean? It means that it stood out for its different attitude toward the development under discussion at that time. And it was a protest. It was a chilling warning to the attending scientists about the potential abuse of all their research, mm-hmm. how they were going to twist it. There's just a lot of this in Project Bluebeam that people just aren't aware of. They just don't know.
Like fake archaeological knowledge that comes up.
Yeah.
And they claim that these new discoveries will explain to all people mm-hmm. the error of fundamental religious doctrines.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Specifically Christian and Muslim.
Yes. And yes. They also talked about weapons that can be used to induce total sensory deprivation, mm-hmm. and ELF technologies, all kinds of stuff like that. But the reason I brought this up and all of the things, and there are some different things it goes into with Christians, exactly what they would do with them, which is really frightening. But because if we don't understand, see, this is where they were going and talking about the Night of 1,000 Stars. If any of you guys remember, I did that show where Bush was talking about, 1,000 points of light. Mm-hmm. This also addresses the Night of 1,000 Stars. That's common language since Bush came out and addressed the New World Order. It's very strange.
You know, ELF radio frequency is a very interesting science, too. Mm-hmm. According to Project Bluebeam, they're going to be able to, through ELF, mm-hmm. actually make you think you're hearing voices.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people go hooey when they hear that.
I know.
But the fact is, ELF is what allows submarines to communicate all around the world.
You're not supposed to bring that
submerged.
Up. It's all hooey and conspiracy,
yeah,
Uncle
right.
Milty.
Uh-huh.
Extremely low frequency is ELF.
Yeah.
And it's a frequency pulse. And when we're getting into all the 5G conversations and things like that, that's why, there was a book even called The Body Electric, clear back in the 60s, right?
And
yeah.
They
and
made
so,
a movie of it.
Yes. And so there's so much that actually adds up when people go, conspiracy. It's because, you know what? They don't want to know.
Right.
That's what it is. I just don't want to know. I wish I had a shirt that said, I don't want to know. Head in sand. Please. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. And I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh, Lord.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show. Kind of the show where we talk about stuff that most people probably wouldn't. You know what, though? I actually like that. And you know what? We could be talking about Biden putting Kamala as his contact information on Business Ventures. We could be talking about all the stupid headlines that you guys already know about and you guys just shake your head out. We could be talking about all those things, sure. But I choose not to because I've had enough of the nonsense and the one-way media. I'm sure you guys have too. I just can't take one more second of the same narrative over and over again. And oh my gosh, fear for your life, even though you notice nobody's dying around you, everyone's dying around you. I'm tired of it. Are you? I'm tired of it.
Way tired.
I've had it. I can only take so much, please. So we're talking about something totally different, and that is, well, I hope it's not depressing. Is Project Bluebeam a little bit? Because I actually wanted to kind of get your guys' thoughts on where you think we're at right now. What do you think will be going on and happening? And off the heels of talking about Armageddon, you know, are you thinking about that right now? The author we had on in the last hour was talking about a lot of the signs and different things that were happening. And so I'd love to get your take. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, one of the things that I heard today actually on the news, but it was a fringy news, so it wasn't like a major network, was that the CDC has actually now published the numbers that state that only 6% of the deaths that they're saying are COVID are actually truly COVID. All the other 94% all had comorbidities.
Yeah.
That they actually died of emphysema or pneumonia
cancer.
Or heart attack or a stroke or cancer or suicide or car accident.
Yeah, or falling out of the sky out of an airplane. It's so true, though. And they actually came out with this in May and they buried it. Then they came out with it again last month. And we talked about this because we've been talking about this ever since. 6%. It's absolutely so.
It's finally hitting. Not just little radio shows that are, but now it's like, how far can they push it? It gets to a point of frustration.
Right.
But see, they had to quench it because we got to play the narrative till the election.
I know. And you know what? On my website, I did post about the CDC's own study about masks, and they did their own study, and they hate talking about this because they did this before COVID, but it said that the masks did nothing. In fact, when they put masks on medical personnel for about 1,600 of them, and they did studies, they showed that they were more sick wearing the masks more. The ones that wore the masks the most in whatever occupation medically they had to were more sick than the ones that didn't. And so think about this for a second. The numbers all started going up across the country for college students and high school students and kids across the country. These are the test positives. What are they doing? They're all made to wear masks all day long, right? So why are we not doing a study? Why are the governors not doing a study and saying who is testing positive for COVID? Probably from the mask they're wearing, because I'll guarantee that 85% of them are wearing masks every day.
Well, when they said early on, we had to stem the tide until we could have herd immunity, you know, and that's what the whole idea was. And here we are still stemming a tide while the herd immunity has basically gotten to the point that we don't need to do that anymore.
It's so unnecessary.
Why we're locking down, but see, they don't lock down businesses in red states. They're only locking down businesses in blue states, and they're only locking down selected businesses.
Well, COVID's really smart. It knows which state's blue and which isn't. Anyway,
right, and I've gotten this whole thing. When I cannot wait for 2 weeks. Actually, it's going to take three because we're going to have to go through an entire week of fighting over.
It's going to take.
Won.
It's going to take until mid December. It's not going to be over until mid December. We're all going to be talking about this at Thanksgiving dinner.
I think we will be. It'll either at a week after. We will all have made it. They won't come out with it, but the numbers are going to at least have to point in some kind of direction.
Right.
Like that. I cannot believe it. We'll see. And I'm glad I don't live in a city environment. I'm glad I'm in a rural area.
Me too.
I'm not in an urban area because I would hate to be even in a suburban area.
Yeah, I'd be
like
moving.
I grew up in the suburban areas of L.A.
Uh-huh.
I still saw that there were still riots in Santa Ana
in
Irvine and in Burbank in Pasadena, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding
me. No, I believe it. Thank you very much for the call, really appreciate it. The evidence is overwhelming. They can't keep hiding it because look around you. I've got the obvious on my side. You think I'm a conspiracy theorist because I'm saying that our response to COVID is overkill? Look around. Open your eyes. You're going to find that no one's dying of this. Yet they're still telling you there's a plague? Come on. Wake up. It's 10 months now. Gosh. Okay, so one of the things I wanted to bring up about this, I thought this was kind of, let's just say this is compelling. Do you guys remember when I said the other day, I don't know if you're listening to the show, but I said, I just have this feeling that in the future, when they said in this project, Bluebeam, that you would never be able to find the people that they take away, right? The ones that just will not go for what they're trying to sell them. Because we were talking about the Canada document, mm-hmm. okay, from Canada. And I said, I just have a feeling that Antarctica is where they're taken. Because they said it'll be a place where no one will ever find you. And there's no satellite. You can't penetrate Antarctica. So one of the reasons that brought me to that kind of light bulb moment that might or might not be true. I get that. I'm just theorizing for you. But is this. So this is what Project Bluebeam said. For those not willing to accept New World Order, those reject it, the New World Order, they plan these camps, these re-education camps. And for those camps, they made what is known to be, get this, rainbow color classification of the New World Order prisoner. It's the rainbow color classification. And it says in the project written by government, the rainbow considered as the bridge symbol leading to the satanic world of the New World Order. Now, what do you think they called Antarctica back in the 40s? The admiral goes down there, commissioned to go down there before World War II, actually, was his 40s, 30s. And he went down there. And you know what he called Antarctica? Rainbow City. Why? Isn't that bizarre? That connection was made and I was like, woo, that's weird. Okay. Now, this was written so long ago that this was not even the sign of the LGBT. They picked up the rainbow, right? Rainbow of all colors. Why the rainbow, though? Why that? Isn't that bizarre? I just wanted to share that with you guys because I just was kind of thinking, but kind of rolling this around in my brain and thinking about all their classifications and categories that they had set up. And I thought, this is one of those ones, one of those projects that actually scared me, because I thought people right now are looking around and they believe in something that's not happening. And it's not even happening, but they believe it's happening in their head. They believe that it's the boogeyman disease and that you're going to die any second because somebody touched you, but nobody's dying. What are they going to do when something appears in the sky and they actually think they're hearing it in their language and technology is able to do something like that? And of course they're going to go, well, I heard it with my own eyes. I saw it. I heard it. This is why I think that we need to be up on this so much more. We need to understand what's going on so much more. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
You were just saying how things roll around in your head.
Yeah.
So I have an interesting one.
Okay.
There's no proof, no documentation, just an idea that popped into my head.
Mm-hmm.
With this vaccine that they're coming out,
yeah,
that is RNA derived,
mm-hmm,
are they going to be putting something in our bodies where, mm-hmm, then scientists can say, hey, look, we have found the gene that shows that we descended from monkeys or something else.
Ooh,
a way
interesting.
To totally get God.
Right.
Say, God's gone.
Right.
There is no God, because we now have the proof,
right,
that there is DNA in humans that they were derived from,
yeah,
monkeys or
that's
whatever.
Kind of a fascinating thought, because you're saying that probably on the heels of that research being skewed, right? In 91, they came out and they,
right,
said, you know, we're going to take your scientific research and skew it to our benefit. Yeah, that's interesting. Huh, I hadn't thought of that.
Exactly.
Mm.
Don't take the vaccines.
Yeah, right? Love it. Thank you. Appreciate it. I mean, honestly, we need to be thinking from all angles. Why would you not right now? Gosh, they're obviously trying to push it. Don't you find that compelling, that they want to push something,
sure,
on you for no reason? So yeah, this really kind of, when I read that about the rainbow thing, I just remembered understanding that they had called Antarctica Rainbow City, and I thought, that's wild. Now a lot of the rainbow talk is also because of electricity. That goes to electricity. Mm-hmm. There's a book I just read about that, and it had the rainbow in the title because it was all about the form, you know, what happens with electricity and so forth. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
All right, Kate. So tell me what you know about this 5G. My wife got a new phone, and it's 5G, and I was telling her, I was like, hey, I heard there's some weird things. I don't know exactly what it is. I did a quick search. I didn't see much. So now I'm getting your opinion.
Okay. Hey, thanks. I'll take you off the air because we have to go to a break, but thank you for that. You know, there's lots of different kinds of 5G, and that's what people don't understand. There's like different classifications of it. The problem is they have to have more towers that have a shorter reach. This is why they call them small cell towers. They have a shorter reach capacity, and they have to fill us up with all these towers, and all these towers are coming in. And a lot of these internet companies are mad at me for talking about this. And I always get blowback from them, but shame on them, because it's not, I mean, I understand it's their way to do business. I get that. I'm not against internet companies. I'm not against all these companies. All I'm saying is are we being very careful at what we're looking at? Because it's not like going from 3G to 4G. There's a lot more involved because of the capacity and the technology involved that drives for bigger data, constant data, data of monetary transactions, data of everything. They have to collect that. They have to be able to have the capacity to do that. Why do you think they're going to 5G? Do people really think that it matters that you get on the internet a fourth of a second faster? No, nobody cares. Nobody cares. But it's what's behind the technology that they have to use. They have to have that in place. So in the future, when we're doing all of these different things we have planned for digital currency, all the data that comes through for digital currency, think about it. Right now, a lot of people use cash around the world. If everyone has a data transaction, can you imagine the amount of data with 8 billion people?
It's not the same as downloading your favorite song.
I got it in negative 2 seconds. Lucky me. Yeah. No, they're selling you on that idea, but that's not what it's for. And they're laying this, it's kind of like laying down a railroad. It's like laying down all these tracks to build this up for all of the data collection that they need in the future to be able to maintain that, have the capacity for it. And then there's a lot of danger to that because nobody's really taking into account the fact that every time in history when we have brought in something new of that sort of basis, right, electronically or you have, these different Gs coming in, that it actually does affect our health. It's bad. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find. I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man.
Kate Daly Show. Taking on the weird subjects, what can we say? Welcome back. Go to Balance of Nature. Get the product. Seriously, what are you waiting for? Make sure you get it. Put in the code Kate, my first name, K-A-T-E, and you can get 35% off and free shipping. I have Uncle Milty here. And make sure and go to balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com. Put in the code Kate. You'll love this product. You really will. You'll thank me for this one. I promise. We're talking about this project, and I know that I know the naysayers. I just love the naysayers. The naysayers that go, what? She's a conspiracy theorist and she doesn't even know where that came from. I don't know where a lot of projects came from, actually, but we have a dozen of them. Operation this, operation that. Project Blue Beam, Project This, Project That, and they come from government somewhere, and then people try to expose a lot of them. But let me tell you, one of the things, just coming off the heels of that other phone call that we had, you know, coming in about the, you know, what could they use in science to disprove? This was interesting. So the first step of Project Blue Beam was to involve the manufacture of artificially created earthquakes in strategic locations around the world, because HAARP can do that. HAARP out of Alaska, that's why it can do this. Okay. We all are aware, right? Okay. And so these earthquakes would, according to, you know, this information, conspirators' hoaxes, unearth artifacts indicating religious doctrines of all nations have been misunderstood for centuries, thus trying to discredit religions.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to come up with documents that could possibly somehow, some way discredit. But it was all going to be manufactured. That's the point. And I thought that was kind of interesting. And then, of course, it was all about how to get people to believe that there had been a second coming of sorts when it really wasn't the actual one. So there was that. And it talked a lot about the second step, you know, would be what I talked about in the beginning, about kind of having a three-dimensional optical kind of star show going on. And it would also talk about where the government would admit, you know, the UFOs existed and were real, so that they could get us to come together as a world, to fight as a world, and forget our sovereignty. Plain and simple.
That's a great way to do it. Us against the greenies.
The little green men. I don't believe in UFOs.
Would we be allowed to call them green men?
I don't think so. I think that'll be sexist or racist or colorist. It's colorist.
Colorist.
And so, yeah. In fact, Manasse said that movies like 2001, The Space Odyssey, had already laid the psychological groundwork for this step by presenting stories in which mysterious unearthed objects upend everything humans know about themselves and their world. Mm-hmm. And they could go
exactly
in and twist it. Yeah, very interesting. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I have personally seen aerial projections that were colored twice. One from Victorville, California, looking east toward Edwards Air Force Base.
Okay.
And once from Cedar City, Utah.
Interesting.
Looking southeast.
What'd you see?
Nellis.
What'd you see?
And these things were weird, and a lot of people saw them.
Okay, but what were they? What'd you see?
Well, there's like a spherical green and blue. They were just crazy, Kate.
Like a hologram-ish? Like if you knew there were holograms, would it look like that?
A projection in the sky.
Interesting.
A lot of people saw them, and they were really wild.
Okay.
But it just barely.
I know.
Twice for emphasis. Seriously.
Was it a Friday night?
Just huck a shoe at his head. That's all I have to say. Thank you. Really appreciate you. But yes, you know, there have been lots of instances where things popped
up.
And they never had quite an answer for them. It was kind of, I don't know, they just kind of brushed it off.
I know an Air Force officer who says that we have aircraft that can do a lot of things that an airline pilot might think is an alien craft.
Yeah, that look and think, and you think that you would classify that. That's why I said when people ask me, I don't believe in aliens, and people go, well, I know, but what about all the sightings? All those sightings, if you really think about it, a lot of those sightings could be sightings of technology. They don't know how to describe it, so to them it could look more like a spaceship than it would just higher technology that we have.
Yep.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi,
Uncle Milty.
Hi.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, if you go back to the Bible, what did they think helicopters were?
Yeah,
right?
See?
These people were getting into huge locusts and then being transported and then coming back out.
Yeah.
But along those lines, and I know that you had a guest earlier that was talking about the Book of Revelation, you know, people need to understand that, you know, where we are right now, a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, the Lord's coming back. Yeah, they're probably right. If you read in the Book of Revelations and in a couple other pieces of, you know, biblical scripture, you're going to find out that, yes, unfortunately, you know, evil gains power, and it gains a lot of power. It gains so much power that it will look like miracles are being produced by by Satan.
Right.
So I love that you're bringing this up, making people more aware that, you know, that's why you've got to really be in tune
right.
with whatever, you know, doctrine or scriptural knowledge or higher power that that you're for.
I agree.
Because you will receive personal revelation if you are in tune, and you're going to need it.
Yeah.
You're so going to need it because we're going to be sold on so many, or tried to be, you know, have the wool pulled over our eyes on so many different levels.
Oh, it's so true. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. I mean, we're going to be getting into some weird territory. There was a caller into the Alex Jones show Susan was telling me about, and the caller was saying they're a trucker, and they were driving through many different states and noticing that we're not doing a lot of farming. Noticing that there were just empty fields and we're just not doing a whole lot. And what does that food supply look like and things like that? And we are going to come across all of these things. I sometimes think that in our minds, we have it set a certain way. You'll know, you know, as far as like the, you know, like it all happens at once or happens really fast. I don't think that's the case. I actually think it would be drawn out a little bit more than we think. And I mean, it could take a little bit too. So I'll just never forget 4 years ago when people thought that was the end of the world. And I mean, I literally had people yelling at me, screaming at me, "You idiot, we're going to all die. Everything's going to end next year. And you're not saying anything on the radio." And I really didn't feel that way. I was like, no, we got a lot of time. There's a lot of things that still have to happen. And so don't get discouraged because we're here for a reason. We're supposed to be part of this fight.
Right.
You know, but these things have been going on a long time, you know. And this document was written a long time ago that I'm reading from. And so that's why I say, you know, be aware of it at least, because this even predates, this is going back, I think, 1967, there was some speculation that this was even before that. And so the things that they're talking about are things they would have had to have known they could do, right?
Absolutely.
So I find that interesting. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, Kay.
Hi.
The young man called in and said they saw some colors in the sky.
Sure.
Last night over Edwards Air Force Base out that way, they were doing night maneuvers, and they were dropping bombs. And periodically when they do that, they'll throw a flare, and you see if there's anything there in the way. So I think that's what they were seeing. Was they were practice, because we could hear it from here. So when they do the night maneuvers and the bomb, and they drop bombs over there in the desert, I think that's what the people were seeing, because it is a flare, it'll be a different color, and then they'll light the field up at times.
Interesting. Okay, thank you for that.
Yeah, when people see things from that direction, it's usually night maneuvers.
Yes, yes. I do agree with you. I do agree with you. And they can be classified as a lot of things. And then sometimes they don't even have a reason. Wasn't there something off the coast of Cali? Wasn't it like 2 years ago? I just remember reporting on it. And people could still, to this day, don't know what it was. But it was up in the sky and it was bizarre. Anyway, so, you know, there's a lot of explanations. But I always thought that the reason that they kept 51 and all these different areas totally off limits wasn't because they were hiding UFOs. I would think that's more like the story. I think it was just to kind of conceal what they could work on in technology. That's what I think. That's my gut.
Yeah. Well, when I was a kid, it was always a big deal to watch it when they launched missile tests from Edwards Air Force Base.
Yeah.
Because you could see them go out over the ocean.
Interesting.
Know? I mean, they used to do it a lot when I was a kid. I don't think so much anymore.
Well, I mean, here's the other thing, too. You know, we read from the Canada document. There's the Rothschilds 2010 document that we wrote, that we did. That's very similar to the Canada one, by the way. Telling us what's going to happen. And there's some naysayers, how do you know it's going to happen? Well, some of the steps have already come true, like Uncle Milty said. Some of it's already been done. So, you know, odds are they could work more on the list. But here's the deal, too. It's not always set in stone. They don't always get what they want. If they would have gotten what they wanted, we would have been here 80 years ago. I'm being completely serious. If they really wanted their plans to come into fruition at the advent of the UN and all these different things that they had planned to kind of get sovereignty taken care of so they could join us all together as one kumbaya moment, they would have done it. But the people have been, you know, as much as we've had our heads in the sand, we're resistant to that too. And they're finding that out with the masks too. There's a lot of people that are going, I can look around me and see that we're not in a plague. Quit telling me that. You know, all these medical facilities that are telling you that, they're lying. I'm sorry, they are. And telling you that they're overwhelmed at the hospitals, they're lying. And so they're not overwhelmed, not with COVID anyway. So just because they want to tell you there's a plague doesn't mean there's an actual plague. But I do believe an actual plague will come. I really do. I can't read the Bible and not know that. I can't unsee that and unknow that as far as truth goes. And that's how that works for me. When I see truth, I know it, I feel it, I can't unsee it. I can't deny it, can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think the only reason I really wanted to go through this today was because we have to be so set and solid in that idea that nothing budges you. Because honestly, what is the one thing that gets you to love government and love what they're doing is to denounce the power higher than them. And that would be God. If you denounce God, then of course now you are a subject that loves government because government becomes your God.
Mm-hmm.
So they will go after that. They are going after it now. So we have to be so set and solid in that testimony, in that understanding that we are unmovable. And I'm okay with that. That's something worth dying for. That is something that I go, okay, that is one thing that I absolutely know for certain and have, and nothing is shaking me. And that's why I think if the more we shore that up, because we know that's what they're after, if the more we shore that up, then we'll be okay. Because I also believe God protects us. So, you know, there's that.
Yes.
So, what are your thoughts, Milty?
Well, I think at this point, we just need to concentrate on being good, faithful people.
Yeah.
That's all we need to do.
Mm-hmm. And
everything else will then start falling into place.
Yeah. And I think our youth, to be able to get this set in stone with our youth, I just read an article, mm-hmm. Gwyneth Paltrow. Oh, she's such a weirdo. Gwyneth Paltrow named her daughter Apple. Apple's 16 now. She goes, entitlement's beautiful. My beautiful daughter is entitled and she knows it and it's beautiful and I love it. And I was like, wow, we're in for it. So our poor youth need to have that stone foundation.
Yeah. Lead us not into temptation.
Or near Gwyneth Paltrow. Hi, caller. You got 30 seconds. Go.
Okay, I can do it.
Okay.
There is a fantastic new book out, just came out,
mm-hmm.
Kid by the Side of the Road. And it explains every single thing you've ever talked about on your show.
Nice.
The whole plan, and it's fantastic.
What
so
is it
I'd
called again?
I'd recommend that to anybody who loves truth.
What's it called again?
Kid by the Side of the Road.
You got it.
By Juan O'Savin.
Love it. I love suggestions like that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you calling
up.
Thank you. Wow. Interesting show. Always is. Can't say. You know, we didn't have a lot of that planned today. And that's usually how it goes.
Yep.
Isn't it? I tell people that. I don't think they believe me. Anyway, that's just how it goes. I don't know. All of a sudden, we have a whole different show. You should see all my screens are up. I should take a photo of it so people believe me. I have all these other screens up we were supposed to talk about today.
Yeah.
And then we talk about all of that. Interesting. Okay. Well, everybody have a good one. Be faithful. Be fearless. See you back here tomorrow. And I hope you tune in tomorrow. Sounds good.